Fisher will walk off his steps. A fresh 12 minutes up on the clock here at Spoeller Stadium at Northrop High School. Warsaw 18, Snyder 16. Whitaker waiting for the whistle. Waiting for thumbs up from all of his partners. Referee gets that. And Whitaker is going to punch it down the field. Bouncing. Oh, it hit Davis upfield. It's grabbed by Raines at the 30, 35, 40, out to midfield, and slung across midfield to the Tiger 48-yard line. That could have been a disaster for Snyder. It turned out to be a great break,
yep.
And the Panthers take over in Tiger territory.
And I get what Whitaker's trying to do there. Try to keep it out of the skill people on the return team. But he got it into the hands of one of those guys. Well,
those guys are creeping up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? So
can't fault them.
No, they should. So the Tigers may need a different plan.
Yep.
Right now, the offense for Snyder on the field, down by two from the Tiger 48. Harris takes the snap, hands off Davis, gets a block, turns upfield, and he gets away from two Tigers at the 45-yard line, and he'll go down after a gain of six to the 42. Ty Martin on the tackle for the Tigers, second down and four. Great to have you with us wherever you're listening here on opening night. Ball in the near hash mark, wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. Harris has Davis behind him, one step, and to the right, one step. Jaywin takes the snap, hands off to Davis again, breaks a tackle. Oh, no, he did not. No, he did not. Matthew Flores Ortega grabbed him by the shirt and said, "You aren't going anywhere." That's a loss of a yard back to the 43. It's third down and five.
That's a heck of a tackle. Like, he didn't just grab by the – he grabbed that shoulder pad and just yanked him to the ground.
Well, he grabbed it by the shirt. If he grabs it by the shoulder pad, then we're talking about a penalty, and that would be bad.
But still, the strength of him to be able to pull him down.
Amazing.
Holy cow.
Third down and five. Again, the ball still on the near hash mark. Harris, two wide outs to the left, takes the snap. He'll hand off. Davis with a big hole. 40, the far sideline, tripped up, gets away. 35, makes another man miss at the 30. 25 and out of bounds. They're going to mark him out. They say he stepped out at the 26-yard line. That's a gain of 17 yards and a first down for the Snyder Panthers.
And that was just well blocked on the left-hand side there. A couple seal blocks that allowed him to get out in the open.
And we have the ball went out of bounds. So the clock was still running, and now they've stopped it. 10:24 left to go in the third quarter. Snyder down by two, marching to the Tiger 26 after the good kickoff return. Harris, hands off. Davis flying through the hole, cuts back to the outside 20, 15, down to the 10, and Pohl will push him out of bounds. Inside the 10-yard line, down to the 6-yard line. 20-yard gain, however, hold on. There is a flag down back at the 18-yard line. Let's see what this is. The Panthers don't look very happy.
We're going to see a hold?
I think so. That's going to be a huge penalty.
Oh, yeah.
First and goal from the 6. Instead, it's going to be out to the 28-yard line. It's a 10-yard holding penalty against the Panthers.
So that ends up being about a 22-yard penalty.
Yeah, it does. That's a stat I would like for them to keep.
Yeah.
Realistic penalty yardage. It's really only a 10-yard penalty.
But
it looks more like 22.
Oh, yeah.
Ball backed up to the 28-yard line, first down and 12. Harris barking out signals to the right. Takes the snap, going to run it to the right. Turns upfield. The middle, he got head and thrown for a loss.
Guess who?
Flores Ortega again. A loss of a yard back to the 29-yard line. Matthew is everywhere, picking up where he left off as the leading tackler of this defense a year ago with 35 solos and 55 assisted tackles.
He's been all over the field tonight. He's been unbelievable. So he's, not only is he picking up where he left off last year, he's still climbing.
Second down and 13. Clock running, 9:40 left to play, third quarter. Warsaw leads Snyder 18-16. The Panthers are threatening at the Tiger 29. Two backs in the backfield. Harris takes the snap, fakes to nobody. Going to throw it deep down the middle of the field into coverage, and it's going to be tipped away! Tipped away at the last second. Tipped away by Parker Sweet in the end zone. Intended for Shamar Riddick. It's third down and 13. I thought for sure that was a touchdown.
Yep, I did too. Great, great PBU pass breakup by Parker Sweet.
Sweet was there all the way, but then Sweet stopped about the goal line. I thought, oh, there's no way he's going to be able to get back for that, but he did. It's third and 13.
I think he found the ball, and he was like, I can jump up and get this.
Yeah.
Heck of a play.
Yep, I think so. Third down and 13 from the Tiger 29. Changing up some people. Kaysen Warfield is coming into the game as a back. One wide out left, one right. Now Warfield comes out to the slot on the right. And they hand off to Davis on the delay. He breaks through and he beats a man and beats another man to the 15, to the 10, cuts back to the middle, inside the 5-yard line. First and goal, Snyder. Down to the 4-yard line. That's a 25-yard run. And right now, they're running the ball wherever they want to.
They are. Their big center, number 77, who they list him, I think, at 290, looks a little bit bigger than that. He's moving some people around.
9:13 left to play here in the third quarter. Snyder looking for the lead. First and goal officially from the 3, and we had movement all over the place on the Snyder side. Half of them moved way before the snap count, and the ball was snapped. It should be a penalty against Snyder, and we'll back him up 5 yards.
That's one of those where the referees in college or the NFL would say false start on everybody but the center.
Yeah, right. So Davis on the carry for 25 that got them down to the 4. Now the penalty backs him up outside the 8. 9:05 left, third quarter. This is the opening drive of the period. Snyder started after a good kickoff at the Tiger 48. Harris hands off to Davis, flying through the hole, breaks a tackle, breaks another, and he scores. Touchdown, Snyder. Davis, officially a 9-yard run up the middle. And Snyder's back in the lead at 22-18.
So the interior of that Snyder offensive line really moving some people around. Big, big holes. And when you give big holes to running backs like that, they're going to make you pay, and that's what they sure did.
48 yards in 3 minutes. Davis from 9 yards out. Tongue for the extra point. Snap, spot, kick is blocked or faked. They're going to throw it to the end zone. The ball's knocked down. What in the world? Neither team having much success on extra points tonight. 22-18. Snyder leads Warsaw. 9 minutes left to play here in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The holder bobbled the snap, so the kicker never got a chance. So Snyder leads 22-18 with exactly 9 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It'll be Tiger Bowl after the kickoff.
Got to give Snyder credit there on that drive. They were resilient. They, you know, they overcame penalties. They overcame a couple tackles for losses, and they still made out with a touchdown there.
Well, they had two penalties that could have been catastrophic.
Those were backbreakers, yeah.
And they ran the ball pretty much at will.
Yeah.
Warsaw made a couple of good plays against the run. Otherwise, Snyder's offensive line looked more like the Snyder offensive line we expected to see at the beginning of the night.
Absolutely.
Tongue to kick off. Jogs the ball, drives it high and deep. Reed will let that go over his head, land 5 yards deep in the end zone. The Tigers will take over from the 21st down to 10, down by 4.
And this would be a crucial drive for Warsaw. You know, it just seems like we're in a kind of a backyard brawl where one team hammers the other and the other team responds in kind. It's just kind of going back and forth, so it's really important that we hammer back right now.
Tigers fumbled on two of their first three plays, and Snyder scored 10 points off of that. But Warsaw's responded very, very well. And the defense scored a touchdown, too, and that never hurts. From the far hash mark at the 20, Rivets, the quarterback, and he's going to keep it. And this time he'll turn upfield with it. He'll spin at the 24, get across the 25, go down at the 27. Rivage gets 7 yards on a first down carry.
And that's a good play there. 7-yard keeper. We'll take that every time.
Safe.
Absolutely.
Allegedly safe. Allegedly. Again, no Quentin Brock tonight. He'll be available next week. And then the dynamic of this football team will change again.
Yep.
Second down and 3. Rivich from the middle of the field at his own 27. Hands off up the middle. This is Schenck, and he's got the first down, and he's dragging the guys all the way past the 35-yard line. And then a flag comes in at the end. I didn't see what happened there.
It's going to be an unsportsmanlike.
Against us?
I think so. They always say it's the second guy, right?
Yes. So Warsaw's going to get the first down at the 35, and then they're going to get a 15-yard penalty.
I think that's the case.
The Snyder students saw it. They were all pointing. By the time I looked up, there was a Panther laying on his back, looking a little suspicious that way. But it's going to be a 15-yard walk-off against the Tigers, I'm assuming.
Maybe a little drama involved, but still.
Yes, I'm sure. Long conversation here. Now we get the signal. Dead ball foul.
Personal foul.
Against the Tigers. Yep. That moves the ball back to the 20, where it will be first down and 10. Because that first down counts. Because it was after the play.
Right. Yep.
8:14 left to go, third quarter.
I've noticed it's starting to get a little chippy down there. So let's just say blocking right up to the whistle.
First game of the season, it's not unusual.
Yep.
We see it all the time. One wide out to the far side, very tight formation otherwise for Rivich and the Tigers, again from their own 20. And again, they hand off up the middle to Schenck, and Schenck dragging men with him across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Again, a little extra bumping and grinding after the play.
He's had some tough running yards tonight. Oh.
Ja'Kari Cole, 5'11", 225, trying to pick a fight with Grady Nelson.
Oof.
Not a good idea.
No.
Second down and 4. Clock still running. 7.5 minutes left to play. Third quarter. Warsaw trails 22-18 here at Snyder. Rivich sends a man in motion. Option play left. This is the fullback Schenck again, and he's moving people around. He's got a first down. Gain of 6 more yards for the Tiger fullback.
Grady's got a cramp.
Yep.
More than likely.
Also, what we see all the time.
Yep.
The first 2-3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, he's...
Grady's fine. He's jogging off the field on his own. Going to go stretch it out.
Yep.
But another first down for Warsaw. They now have 10 here in the contest. They have not moved the chains yet. And they're going to reset the play clock to 25. First down and 10 Tigers from the 32. Rivich, middle of the field. Again, he's going to keep it this time. A turn up field, gets to the 35, spun around across the 35, out near the 37-yard line. Give him to the 37-yard line. Stopped by Landon Markley. The defensive end, 6'1", 220 pounds. He's a senior.
I think Snyder defended that option pretty well. I think Rivich got as many yards as he was going to get there. A good choice not to pitch the ball there.
No, correct. And where they marked the ball was back at the 37. So give him five yards. Second down and five. Again, Rivich, ball inside the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is right. Ethan takes the snap, hands off up the middle. First down and more. Across the 40-yard line. Out to the 42-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. That's Brody Duncan on the carry that time. And he gets 5 yards. Warsaw's going to move the chains. First down, yep. Tigers.
Well, I've been impressed with really every running back that we've had that we put in the game tonight. Just really running tough. And it's, I know it's a hallmark of the Bart Curtis offense, but really
correct.
Tough running.
6:11 left to play third quarter. Warsaw down 22-18 from their own 42-yard line. Option play, Duncan up the middle, and he'll get... they're not going to quite give him to the 44, so it's a gain of just 1 yard. There were three Panthers there, led by Jamin Dean Portee. Second down and 9 coming up for Warsaw. And one of the keys to this offense and the keys to the success Warsaw has had tonight is first down.
Absolutely.
Warsaw's
yep.
done a really good job on first down tonight. When they had trouble last year and in past years, it's been because they've been behind schedule. Rivich, late pitch back. Oh, and Harmon gets rung up at the 45-yard line, slung down by the headgear after a gain of 2 yards to the 45-yard line. That was a pretty high hit.
Yeah.
And Harmon is a little slow to get up. Coach Kurt Tittman checks on the Tiger running back. He's fine. It's 3rd down and 7.
There's a little bit of a helmet to helmet there.
Yes. Or a lot.
But there was a referee, or the side judge was standing right there. So
yes.
He deemed it not a penalty.
3rd down and 7. Josh Owens is the only wide out in the formation. He's wide to the right. Ball in the near hash mark. Rivet starts a man in motion, and then Tucker Reed stops and goes back, and Warsaw is going to take timeout. Timeout, Tigers, 4:38 left to go in the third quarter. Snyder 22, Warsaw 18, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Scott Smith doing stats, Steve Scott back at the radio station. 4:38 left to go, third quarter. Snyder 22, Warsaw 18. Warsaw facing 3rd and 7 from their own 45-yard line on their opening possession of the third quarter. They have a chance, if they do this right, to run the clock out in this quarter, but they're going to have to convert in the next 2 downs to get 7 yards. And Rivich brings his team to the line, ball in the near hash mark. White side of the field is the far side. Rivich steps back, now takes off. He's got 5 yards. He's got 6 yards. I don't know if he quite made it to the 48 of Snyder. It's going to be really close. I think he's short by half a yard.
I think you're right.
Give him 6 yards on the carry. It's 4th down and about 1.5 feet. I think. Referee's ready to give him a 1st down. Nope, 4th down. And that's right.
Yep.
He's a 1/2 yard short. They put the ball just inside the Snyder 49. Warsaw's got to get to the 48, so it's 2 full feet. Rivich to the line. Takes the snap, hands off, Schenk plows forward, 1st down, inside the 45, down to the 42-yard line. 7 yards for Schenk on 4th and 2 feet. And with 3:51 left to go in the third, the Tigers continue their first drive of the third quarter.
And it may be a little understated, but that look, that was a huge play just then.
Yes.
If we don't convert that.
Well, Snyder has all the momentum, and they could
right.
still run us out of this place.
Yep.
Now, Warsaw down by 4. Has a new set of downs, and that defense has to stay out there and continue to defend the Tigers. 3.5 minutes left to go in the third. Warsaw down by 4. Marching toward the south end of Spoler Stadium. Option play left. Late pitch back. Harmon, it's loose on the ground, and Snyder has recovered. No, wait a minute. Hold on. It's going to be ruled an incomplete pass. They say that Rivich pitched it forward, and because he pitched it forward, it's an incomplete pass. And that's a huge break for Warsaw.
I
Snyder
think
fans don't like it. It's happened a couple of times that was very close. Yep. That pitch by Rivich just was way off target. He was about to get clobbered, and he did not do a very good job of getting it out to Wyatt that time.
We'll take it.
Second and 10 on what's considered an incomplete pass. And from the 42-yard line, it'll be second down and 10. Again, the ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the far side, which is the right side of the formation. Tight formation, extra lineman and a tight end. Rivich going to turn up field, breaks a tackle. 40, 35, still going. Down inside the 35. He's got a first down, down to the 32-yard line. 10 yards and a first down for the Tigers.
It's a good decision there to just keep it. He faked the pitch that time, caused a couple Snyder defenders to go after the pitch man, and he turned it up and got 10 yards.
3:15 left to go, third quarter. The Tiger drive that started at the 20 has reached the Panther 32. As we approach and pass, 3 minutes to go in our third stanza. Rivich takes the snap. Option play up the middle. Shanky breaks a tackle. He drags a guy inside the 20-yard line all the way down to the 18-yard line. However, there is a flag down back at the 32, and this is coming back.
Yep.
Holding against the Tigers. Ah. Man, Shank is doing good work between the guards.
I'm not sure about that one.
Well, that'll move the ball back to the Tiger or to the Panther 42 and make it first and 20. Warsaw's offense not built for first and 20 unless they can make a big play and get big chunk yardage on the ground. Rivich technically has attempted three passes. He hasn't completed any of them yet. Shank's still in there at fullback. And they're going to give it to him up the middle. He's got a huge hole. 35, tripped up as he crosses the 30 and gets down to the 28-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain for the Tiger fullback, who's having quite a night on opening night.
And there you go. You said we were not built for that first and 20. There's your chunk play.
Unless you get a chunk player in the running game, and
that's
they did that. Second down and 6. Ball to 28-yard line again. This entire drive almost has been from the near hash mark, the opposite side of the field from where the Tiger bench is. Rivich up the middle. Shink again. He's through the opening. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers, 27 yards for Michael Shank, and the Tigers are back in the lead with 2:06 to go in the third.
Super impressed with our offensive line that drive, just creating big holes in that play up the middle, just huge hole for Shank to run through. Good answer, and again, I think we're in a street fight right now.
Back and forth they go. Now let's see what Warsaw is going to do. They're going to try another extra point. Up by 2, they could be up by 3. Again, it'll be the freshman Conley to try it. Reniker to snap it back to Harmon to give him that chance to do it. Snap is low, spot is down, and the kick is into the feet of the lineman. The snap was low. Harmon got it down, but nobody looked very comfortable as part of that. 2:06 left to go, third quarter. Warsaw 24, Snyder 22. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. A drive that went 80 yards in 6 minutes and 54 seconds. Warsaw back in the lead, 24-22. And I'm about to say something very strange. Warsaw has not made an extra point yet tonight. They're 0-4.
Yeah.
We knew that the kicking game was going to be different, but I don't think we expected this.
No.
At all. And you just hope that those 4 points aren't the difference in what happens here tonight. Whitaker tees the ball up at the 40. And Snyder doesn't have a guy inside their 20. Right? Their fast guys have all creeped up. I don't know how far Whitaker can kick it, but if he can kick it far and hook it down this right sideline, I'm all for it. Whitaker waiting for the whistle. Still waiting for all of his officials to give him the thumbs up. He gets it. Whitaker walks up, now runs up to the ball, and he's going to bounce it down the field. High bounce. It's going to keep bouncing, and it's still bouncing inside the 20-yard line. Picked up by Range. Gets stood up at the 25-yard line and goes out of bounds between the 25 and the 30 somewhere. Let's see where they officially put it down with an even 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They're going to put the ball down at the 27-yard line. First down and 10. Tigers leading 24-22. I'll be 100% honest. I did not see this score happening tonight.
No, I didn't
I'm
either.
I'm pretty surprised. Could be last team with the ball wins.
Yep.
2 minutes to go in the third. Tigers by two. Snyder with the ball, and their offense has figured some things out. One back in the backfield. Harris has Davis there. He will hand it to Davis, and he goes flying through the hole. 30, 35, 40. Coming to the near sideline, 45, 50. And they'll be caught from behind at the Tiger 40-yard line, and there's a flag down at the end of the play. And Harmon comes up limping. Could be a cramp for him, too.
The only thing I can think of would be a face mask.
No.
I didn't really see
him. They tackled him from behind, so I don't see it being a face mask. I'm not sure. Harmon goes down so they get a sub in.
Nope.
They're waving off the flag. Okay.
I'm racking my brain trying to figure out.
33-yard run for Jordan Davis. Now is at, click off of that, Scott, real quick. Click on another thing so it will add it up. Just click on a space. Just any old space. Just click. Okay. 18 carries, 156 yards now for Jordan Davis. 151 left to play in the third. Snyder at the Tiger 40. Harris. Hands off to Davis again. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Stood up at the 40. Stopped at the 40-yard line. That time, Orsaw was ready. Flores Ortega in there with one of my new favorite people in the world, Luis Muñiz Bermudez, starting on the defensive line for the Tigers. We spent 5 minutes talking about his name. I enjoyed that very much. He's a really neat kid. I can't wait to have him on Tiger Talk. Second and 10 from the Tiger 40. One wide out on the far side. Tigers with three men up front, and they're going to hand it off to Davis on the delay. Breaks a tackle, breaks another, gets to the 35-yard line. There's a flag down right at the line of scrimmage.
I got to believe that's going to be a hold. 86 just completely tackled 33.
The flag's down at the 40. It's a gain of 5 yards for Davis, but it doesn't look like it's going to count. The official walking around in the middle of the field. I don't know who he's talking to. The guy that called the flag is the guy he walked away from.
Right.
And personal foul, illegal block. Oh, they're going to call against Warsaw. Wait, what? Did he point the wrong way? No. Warsaw is getting some sort of illegal hit below the waist. And that's a 15-yard penalty.
Whoa.
So give Davis the 5 yards on the run, and then give Warsaw a 15-yard penalty. You ever see that on defense?
No. Because Camden was on his back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
We'll have to find out from Bart tomorrow. It's one of the nice parts about Tiger Talk. 57 seconds left in the third. Snyder down 24-22 with a ball at the Tiger 20. Right now they are gaining yards at big chunks. Delayed handoff again. Davis up the middle. Backs his way down toward the 15-yard line. They will mark him down at the 15. That's 5 more yards and a first down carry for the senior Jordan Davis.
Yeah, and for you viewers, or viewers, they can't see us, listeners at home, those five offensive linemen for Snyder are really pushing us back.
Warsaw is able to do some good work in the first half, but now Snyder's line is controlling the line of scrimmage.
Super impressed.
25 seconds left in the quarter. Second and five from the Tiger 15. Harris with Davis to his left. Again, the delayed handoff. Leaps over a man and leaps right into the arms of Nathan Villa. And Villa tackles him after a gain of 2 yards to 13. It'll be third down and three for Snyder when we come back to start the fourth quarter of play. Warsaw 24, Snyder 22, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw.